You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who are having great success. Today, we are speaking with Mr. Bill Durant, founder and CEO of Xveris Media, headquartered in the heart of Los Angeles. Both Bill and Xveris are attracting attention for their groundbreaking campaigns with companies you have come to know and love. Mr. Durant, a pleasure to have you with us today here on Enterprise Radio.
Thanks so much for having me.
And you're welcome. So I understand your company is called Xveris Media. Can you please tell us how it came about and why you selected the name Xveris Media?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's one of the first questions we tend to get because it's a little bit harder to pronounce. But fortunately, there's a halfway decent story behind it. And very simply, Xveris is Old Latin for from the truth. And we thought that that was the most appropriate and fitting name because when we started the agency back in 2014 and selected the name Xveris, this was a little bit before the kind of rise in conversation about transparency and ethics in finance and in some other areas within the advertising and media industry specifically. And we saw and thought that there was a better way to do business, which was to not skim dollars from our clients' media investments and to be upfront and transparent about everything that we do with them. And ultimately, that bore out almost immediately. I think it would say within a year, the transparency conversation really started to pick up steam. But I think we're very proud of the fact that we've been fully transparent with dollars and, of course, with opinions since day one. So that name has a lot of meaning for us, particularly given the climate right now.
And certainly appreciate your sharing that background. Most helpful and really good stuff as well. Now, you talk a lot in your speeches and other media about the importance of being authentic in your marketing and advertising. Explain what you mean and why that is so important to you.
Yeah, absolutely. I think authenticity is really a kind of a subset, if you will, of transparency and of honesty. And you know, we don't always have to share everything as individuals or certainly as brands with everyone that we interact with. But I do think that in our case, as stewards of brands, consumers have grown so much more conscious of what a brand is saying and if their kind of antenna or radar are perking up about dishonesty or over-polishing or over-embellishing what a brand stands for or the benefits that one receives from that brand. And this idea of authenticity is, I think, not just kind of a moral or ethical imperative to be more honest and transparent, but ultimately it's better business. And we've got a more educated and more skeptical set of consumers now that want brands that are authentic, that actually have values that go beyond that final net income number on the income statement each year. And I think when you see the rise of organizations and companies that take a stand for something that goes a little bit deeper than profit, you really see this bear out as consumers tend to vote with their dollars for brands that celebrate this. And there's nothing wrong with a little net income. But I think how you get there matters just as much as what you ultimately achieve on getting there.
Yeah, most appreciative of your sharing that from a personal perspective as well. Now, there's a lot of talk about the changes in advertising and push toward big data. We hear that all the time on the program. If you would, tell us, as both an industry expert and a thought leader, the best ways to think about this.
Oh, absolutely. You know, big data, I would say, has transformed the media and advertising industry, perhaps more so than any other industry. I would say that within the last 10 years, the concept of data and big data influencing and informing media plans and optimizations and analysis of those plans went from being a nice to have to an imperative. And the one thing that we caution at Xveris with that is you have to be sharp and smart and have the ability to manage big data and to actually generate insights from that data, which is, of course, critically important. It's not just having it for the sake of saying that we won the arms race and we have access to the most information. But what's really critically important is actually understanding what data can be put to best use to maintain a consumer-centric mindset and what data can be put to best use to enable creativity. We look at technology and data as the vessels of creativity and as the vessels of ideas. And you can't out-data your way through an advertising or a media campaign, despite how granular it's gotten and our ability to reach consumers very precisely across each stage of their kind of purchase journey. So that's the one thing that we caution, is that we don't over-rely on the data and the information and forget about the fact that it's ideas and creativity that got the advertising industry to where it is today.
Today, we're joined by Mr. Bill Durant, the president of one of the fastest growing media agencies in the U.S., X Veris Media, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, continuing on, Mr. Durant, for a company that is thinking about undertaking an advertising campaign, where would you recommend they begin their plan and what should they look for in an agency as well?
Oh, great question. So this is really interesting to me because I think it highlights another area of potential challenge of with where we are today. I think right now we're in a position where we see the strength of all the data that we've got access to, even as consumers, as individuals who might not even have a for-profit business or a nonprofit business of our own. Anyone can log on and start running ads on Facebook and Google, but ultimately, I think the most important thing is that we don't start with the end goal or the end channels for media in mind. And to have the strategic discipline to start from a media neutral standpoint, and of course, this is coming from someone whose agency invested, I would say, about 70% of our clients' dollars in digital last year, but to come in from a media neutral standpoint and understand which media channels and which strategies are ultimately best for achieving the brand's core objectives, step one. That's ultimately the type of conversation that needs to happen, ultimately to have the most effective media plan. Don't immediately dive in and assume that Facebook is the most appropriate channel, even though there's been a lot of success there recently for DTC brands. What we've seen in many cases is that $2 million or $5 million or even $10 million is not the same for two brands that may be operating and starting their campaign on the same day of the year. One may benefit more from a television buy that's driving a smaller amount of digital, and one may benefit from an exclusively digital media plan. But having the strategic discipline to start from the start, we think is probably the most critical thing that brands need to do. And as they think about their agencies, you're probably thinking about, are there other agencies that have this strategic mindset and are going to be asking the right questions, even if they end up in a place that I might have expected from the initial conversation? That's how we're starting to select better agencies. But of course, it has to be someone that you really vibe with and you really get along with on a personal level as well. And the sooner that that agency can establish trust, I think is a really critical watch out for brands and clients as well.
Tremendous information shared on that, and we can't thank you enough for sharing that for your expertise. I'm sure the listening audience is most thankful just as much as I am. Now, lastly, it is clear that different products and services require different types of advertising and media campaigns. When you work with a new client, what is your process and how is X Veris not only more authentic than many, but also different from a strategic perspective as well?
Absolutely. Well, we do, as any good agency should, we do have some proprietary processes and that we follow and that we've kind of created for the brands that we work with. And I would say that some folks focus more on the executional stage with that. For us, we like to think holistically. Our process incorporates everything from strategy to planning, buying, and ultimately execution and insight. So what are you doing with all of the data? Not just about optimizing towards what seems to be performing the best, but it's understanding the why behind that. So as we think about different brands, ultimately the whys and the questions that we're asking for them, those vary by industry, those vary by brand, and those even vary by objective. You can have two very different conversations with the same brand simultaneously on two of their media investments, and there's no dissonance there. It's perfectly okay. So for us, as we think about what needs to change or vary by industry, well, ultimately what we're looking at is, what are your goals? What are your objectives? And now let's dig a little bit more deeply into who your consumer is, or who your end buyer is. Understand the insights of how they purchase, understand the insights of where they're consuming media, and then make an informed selection from a strategic standpoint of where we need to be and precisely when in order to achieve those goals. So those are the things that we are looking for as we implement our holistic process for our brands that doesn't just have one area of strength, even though the strategic piece is so critical in the front, and the analytics and the insights that we derive from those analytics are so critical at the back end.
Well, Mr. Durant, we can't thank you enough for taking a moment to be with us here today on Enterprise Radio. Really some great information and perspective. And again, thanks so much for the information shared and advice as well. Where can listeners get all the details on Xveris Media online and also be in contact as needed?
Absolutely. So Xveris.com, Xverus.com, not Xversus, as we're always asked. Xveris.com, and there's a couple of links there to get in direct contact with us. And certainly anyone can email me as well. My email is just Bill, B-I-L-L, at Xveris.com.
And that certainly works. Again, Mr. Durant, all the best, and thanks so much for spending a moment with us here today on Enterprise Radio. Much appreciated.
Thanks so much. I appreciate the time.
And you're certainly more than welcome. We've been speaking with Mr. Bill Durant, the president of one of the fastest growing media agencies in the U.S., Xveris Media. And for all the details, simply visit Xveris.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7. Around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
This is the ePodcast Network.